last decade, Congress passed trillions of dollars in tax cuts that benefited the wealthiest Americans more than anybody else. And we were told it would lead to more jobs and higher incomes for everybody, and that prosperity would start at the top, but then trickle down. The wealthy got wealthier, but most Americans struggle.
This is the News and Talk Authority.
102.3, The Talk Monster. It's all about the talk.
Talk Radio, 102.3.
All of the buzz.
Cowboy Joe, it is great to see you tonight. Guess who that is, buddy? I woke up this morning saying, man, I can use a good dose of faux filet. Is that right?
That's who that is.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, you did.
Faux filet. Eric Buchanan, it is so good to have you in the studio. I love doing this show with you on Social Security, long-term disability concerns, the best in town. All right, faux filet, you've discovered this band. It's Cajun country. Who are they? And we need to educate folks in this area about this group.
They're a band from Louisiana. They were nominated for a Grammy in 2010. Elvis Costello said it was his favorite album from 2010. They've got two albums out. Saw them in Atlanta again a couple months ago. They do most of their songs in Cajun French. These kids have been together since they were about 10. They're now in their early 20s. And that song you heard was one of the couple, three songs they've even done in English. And if you listen to them in English, you'd think they'd be a good rock band that everybody would be listening to. But most of their stuff's in French.
All right. And listen, we have got to get Dixie Fuller. We've got to get Jeff Styles on board. Riverbend 2013 will feature faux filet. Let's work on it. I will work on that beginning tomorrow. Eric Buchanan, I hope you're doing well. It is so good to have you here. What an important topic, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get to Eric Buchanan, once again, congratulations. The only in the attorney category for Chattanooga, the Seal of Satisfaction Award for Eric Buchanan and Associates. Congratulations to you. That is fantastic. Anything about Social Security disability insurance, we want you to call now at 267-1023. The phone lines are wide open. 267-1023. And of course, the health care law passed. The Supreme Court says, yes, it's a go. How will this affect people with Social Security claims or insurance disability?
Actually, for the most part, for individuals, this new law is not going to affect how your Social Security case goes or how your long-term disability case goes. The one part the Supreme Court overturned had to do with what the rights the states had in their Medicare budgets and how they could spend the Medicare money. And if you win your Social Security case, you get Medicare coverage after 2 years of Social Security benefits, and that coverage may change. So the one part of the Supreme Court decision that went against the government and in favor of the states may affect how certain states do their Medicare. And that affects people who are on Social Security disability.
All right, 267-1023, Social Security disability, long-term disability, supplemental questions, anything. You've got the best here in Chattanooga. 267-1023. Come on, folks. You've got 50 minutes to call. Sarah, great to have you on the show, and good evening.
Thank you for taking my call. I actually have two questions. I don't know that I understand what the supplemental security income program is, and how does that differ from just the regular Social Security disability, and also how do they calculate what your income is going to be, the benefit that you receive, your disability benefit, especially if you've had several jobs and your salary has changed? How do they determine what your benefit will be?
Great, that's a great question. And listen, the older do you get, do you want to make less money just in case, God forbid, there is supplemental claims there?
Yeah, actually, Sarah, let me start out by explaining the difference between supplemental security income and regular Social Security disability. For both programs, the test for being disabled is the same. You have to meet the same requirements. If you are qualified for Social Security disability by meeting the disability requirements, what they also look at is whether or not you financially qualify for SSI versus regular Social Security. SSI is the program. Supplemental security income is the program that you don't have to pay in Social Security taxes, but you do have to be poor enough to qualify. And by being poor enough to qualify, that means income and resources below very low amounts, like $1,500 a month, although it adjusts by the number of kids you have in your family, and also by how much you have in income and resources. If you have less than $2,000 as an individual or $3,000 as a family, if you have any more than that, you cannot get a penny in SSI. But if you're so poor that you qualify financially, then they run the test to see if you're disabled. Regular Social Security disability, you can be rich, you can have some other unearned income, like you win the lottery or inherit some money or have some investments that you don't work on. If you're not working, even if you're rich, you can still get regular Social Security disability. And the amount you get is based on how much you earned when you were working. When they're taking FICA taxes out of your paycheck, that's paying into the Social Security system, and that amount you work to get the FICA taxes taken out is how they measure how much your benefits are going to be, either when you turn 66 or 67 and retire, or if you become disabled before you turn 65.
All right, a lot going on there. Good question, Sarah. Thanks very much. 267-1023. Any questions about disability insurance, Social Security problems? Eric Buchanan is on the line at 267-1023. All right, let's go over it. Long-term disability concerns. How can an attorney like yourself help these people?
Yeah, long-term disability is what we generally refer to as the insurance policies that you get at work. If your company provides disability coverage that provides something over and above Social Security disability, or in some cases provides coverage if you're disabled from your own job, even if you wouldn't qualify for Social Security disability, that's the policy you get at work.
Which usually takes about 6 months for it to kick in. I think that's what you've told me.
Yeah, a lot of the times they have a waiting period. It's usually 6 months. Sometimes it's 3 months. Sometimes it's a year. But the majority of them are for 6 months. So if you become disabled and your company has that policy, you file a claim. And if the insurance company says, yeah, this guy's disabled, this lady's disabled, they'll start paying the benefits. If not, if they turn you down, you have 180 days to appeal. And what's really crucial, and everybody needs to understand this, is that 180 days is the only chance you have to submit the evidence to make your case. If you get turned down again and the insurance company says this is a final denial, which most of them do, wow, then you can't add any more evidence to your case. Even if you sue them and take them to court, all the court is allowed to look at is the evidence that you submitted to support your claim. So it's crucial if you're going to hire an attorney, if I'm going to be able to do any good for somebody, to get involved before they do that appeal.
It's got to be in that 180-day period. Is that correct?
That's when we really need to help somebody.
Now, let me ask you, are you fighting your employer with this? I mean, how does the employer, do they stay out of this and let you deal with the insurance company? Or do they give their employee any support here?
For the most part, you're just dealing with the insurance company. Occasionally, the employers get involved to either help the employees a little bit. Or sometimes they even fight their employees. I've had that happen a couple times.
Right.
Where the employer, for whatever reason, didn't want the insurance company to pay a claim. And the problem with ERISA benefits is what we're talking about here. If you have that policy at work, it falls under a federal law called ERISA that applies to employee benefits. So it actually ties your employer up into the case. So your employer is one of the parties that's technically making the decision, even though it's really the insurance company.
But you would think that the employee the employer would do everything possible to support their employee. But I guess when it comes down to money, it's back in a court battle.
Yeah, and we've had it both ways. We have employers that very, very much wanted to help their employees and were mad at the insurance company. And we've had other employers say, I don't want them to pay this claim because I don't want my premiums to go up.
All right, you mentioned ERISA a lot. It's ERISA. Can you just go over that in a simple term one more time?
Yeah, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974. It was a law that was passed in the mid-70s to protect employee benefits from employers and insurance companies cheating people out of their employee benefits. And it made a federal system so that you had certain rules that you could follow and make the insurance companies follow and make the pension companies follow when they're paying out pension benefits or other employee benefits like life insurance, health insurance, or long-term disability insurance. And what that law does is it says all the regular state court rules, all that stuff you see on TV where you get to go in front of a jury and you get to argue with your witnesses testifying, you do not get to do that in an ERISA case. Your ERISA case goes in federal court and is decided on the paper file in front of the insurance company.
A lot of people get private disability insurance in addition to what is provided by their employer. Is that a fight, too, to get that as well, or is that a guarantee?
No, sometimes that can be a fight. We've had several.
After you pay in each month to this?
We've had lots of clients that we've had to help with private disability policies, and the difference there, so we're now talking about a third type of coverage. Almost everybody who pays FICA taxes has Social Security. Anybody who has an employer that provides long-term disability has that coverage, and that's probably about one in five companies, by the way. The third type of coverage we're talking about that we help people with is if you went out on your own and bought a policy that says if you're disabled, you get so much per month.
Right.
Those policies are actually regular old insurance contracts that we can take to court and actually get a jury trial and actually put on witnesses and have some leverage over the insurance company to get them to pay attention to your case a little bit more than we can sometimes with those ERISA long-term disability policies. But they're all a fight at times. Sometimes the insurance companies pay, but sometimes we've got a fight in any of those cases.
Let me ask you this. When that fight is won by Eric Buchanan and Associates, what happens there? Are you the client paying, or does the insurance company pay, or what happens?
If we win a case in court, in an ERISA case, we can actually ask the court to order the insurance company to pay attorney's fees.
And that's common.
And that is a common if we win. What happens sometimes is we're able to get the insurance company to change their mind before we ever have to sue them, which is great because you start getting paid. The bad news is we've never gone to court, so we don't have any way to ask for attorney's fees. Sometimes when we get into court, we get the insurance company to think they're going to lose the case enough they're willing to offer some money to settle, in which case you don't get attorney's fees paid. But if we have the insurance company absolutely insisting we're going to win this case, we're not going to settle, and then we beat them in court, which happens quite often, then we can ask the court to make them pay attorney's fees.
Eric, you make it so easy to understand. It's Eric Buchanan. Please give us a call. The attorney is on the air at 267-1023. Where does this take place? What court is this? How often does it happen? Are you in a courtroom with a bunch of people watching? Is it just you and a judge? How does this work?
If we're talking about long-term disability benefits that you get at work, so they fall under ERISA, you don't go to court. You don't have an opportunity to explain anything to the judge. Your attorney gets to file a brief. So that's what we do, is we make paper arguments. We file briefs. We explain why you should be disabled, why you should get your benefits. And sometimes we'll go argue in front of the court against the attorneys for the insurance company. But because it's an ERISA case, this is what I was talking about earlier, you don't get the chance to have a trial.
So that's the 180 days that are so important that you were talking about.
That's your chance to submit whatever evidence that you want to the judge to later consider. You first have to submit it to the insurance company. If you didn't submit it to the insurance company, then the judge doesn't have to look at it.
All right, listen, what are you submitting here? Are you going to the doctor? Or are you going to – what are you doing? Video? Testimonies? What's in this?
Just about anything that we think is going to help get.
So give me an example.
Won.
Just give me a, and what, just a, one example of what
we
a person.
What
a per-
we often do is meet with the treating doctor.
Okay.
And ask the doctor to explain why this person is disabled, and we'll bring a court reporter and take a sworn statement.
All right. Just give me a for instance. Joe Blow has what?
So if somebody comes in and says, I've had two back surgeries and my pain management doctor says that I shouldn't be able to go back to work, especially taking all this morphine I'm taking, sometimes we'll go meet with the pain management doctor. Now, we have to pay the doctor for his time, but we'll sit down with him. We'll also pay a court reporter to be there, and we'll ask the doctor to explain what's going on with this gentleman. Why does he have this pain? Is it reasonable for him to have this pain? What causes the pain? How does all that work? And we'll spend some time with the doctor getting him to explain all that. And while he's explaining all that, we have a court reporter take an official statement and put him under oath so that we can then turn around and turn that sworn statement into the insurance company so that we have that much proof that the person is disabled.
The client is not with you. Is that correct?
The client doesn't have to go with us and usually does not. Usually it's just our chance to talk to the doctor. The client is going to be seeing the doctor on a regular basis, but we're going to be the ones meeting with the doctor to get that information.
How responsive is a doctor? Do they get these calls all the time?
Some of the doctors are extremely responsive. Some of the doctors are, because it's ERISA, one of the good things is the doctor's not going to have to come testify in court later on or have to sit for a deposition arguing with each other, that the doctor only has to give his statement of, or her statement about how their patient is doing.
So you are really a detective and an attorney. I mean, you've got those 180 days to prove this person's case. Once those days are up, it's almost impossible to win that
case.
That's
right. We got that 180 days to get medical records, to get the sworn statements, maybe get a vocational report, gather whatever evidence we can to prove to the insurance company the person is disabled.
And then from there, what happens after you've gained all your information? Then you do what?
We turn it into the insurance company, and we make them make a decision within the time deadlines under the rules, and if they don't make a favorable decision, then we can take them to court.
Eric Buchanan, 267-1023. Questions about disability insurance, Social Security concerns? Call 267-1023. It's good to have Eric Buchanan here. Cowboy Joe, it's good to see you as well. We're back after this.
Talk Monster. It means you're plugged in to Metro Chattanooga. The Talk Monster is people you know. You might see them at the ball field in Harrison or Ringgold, or maybe at a church in Red Bank or East Brainerd, on a power walk along the riverfront, or swimming at the Hickson Y. You know us. We live here, and we're proud to be a part of the fabric of Metro Chattanooga. Local. Talk Radio 102.3. Live. The Talk Monster.
Hey, it's Kevin West, and I would be willing to bet right now there are people listening who have long-term disability claims that are pending. It's a way safer bet than anything Dr. B would recommend. You can make the calls, send the emails, write the letters, and still your case goes nowhere, and you don't know where to turn. Don't worry, I do. Eric Buchanan.
That's right, Kevin. You'd be surprised how often really smart people, doctors, business owners, and even lawyers have to file a claim for long-term disability benefits and get frustrated by the runaround they get from their insurance company. And because people often don't know the rules, they make the situation worse. I'm Eric Buchanan, and my team knows the rules. We help people from all over the country get the long-term disability benefits they deserve. Our office is right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga.
Eric and his team can help you with your long-term disability claim. Check them out at BuchananDisability.com or call Eric at 634-2506.
We asked real customers why they made the smart move to EPB Fiber Optics.
What I like about my home service above everything else is when I'm watching television, rain, thunderstorm, I don't lose the picture. I'm able to watch the whole program all the way through.
We love the speed of the internet and the fiber optics. It's wonderful. Of course, our bill's always the same every month and doesn't differ like other companies have in the past. And so we have just enjoyed it. So we're a total EPB family.
EPB Fiber Optics.
The current economic environment might make it feel like career opportunities are hard to find. Industry-leading training and a full complement of benefits. The combination of Talk Radio 102.3 and News Radio 1150 is a powerful lineup. Add marketing opportunities like Jeff Stiles, Rush Limbaugh, Sport Talk, and on-location remote broadcasts. It's obvious why Cumulus Broadcasting account executives are some of the most successful in Chattanooga. If you listen to our radio stations every day, and if you have sales experience, why not join our team? Cumulus Broadcasting wants to talk to you, and we have an immediate opportunity with immediate movers. Call 756-6141 and ask for the sales manager. That's 756-6141. 756-6141. Cumulus Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Kevin West here. Do you have a disability insurance policy? Good for you if you do, but I can tell you because I've seen it time and time again that when you have a claim, all does not necessarily go smoothly, not even for doctors or business owners. You can be very good at what you do and still be completely baffled by the insurance company. That's why I want to introduce you to Eric Buchanan. That's what he and his team do, deal with disability insurance companies.
Kevin, you'd be amazed at the number of calls I get after very smart people have spent time and money dealing with insurance companies themselves and are denied the disability benefits they deserve because they don't know the rules. But I do. We help people get long-term disability benefits they deserve. Before it's too late, call me. My team has clients all over the country, but I'm right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. I'm Eric Buchanan, and I can help.
Call Eric Buchanan and Associates and let them make life easier. 634-2506 or find them on the web at BuchananDisability.com.
Join me, John Batchelor, for the John Batchelor Show, tonight at 11, Talk Radio 102.3.
Ah, yeah, a little bit of faux filet, Louisiana's best. When you hear that music, you know Eric Buchanan is in the studio. Everybody enjoys it when he's here. 267-1023, Eric Buchanan. When it comes to Social Security disability, long-term disability, he is the best in town. Come on, folks, you got 30 more minutes. 267-1023, free advice from the best here in town. We talked all about the ERISA long-term disability. I want to talk about health insurance claims, also life insurance claims. Let's answer people's questions about that. Also, if you're having a disability concern, 267-1023. All right, we'll go with the health insurance claims first.
Yeah, an important thing for people to understand is that if you have your health insurance at work, the same rules apply because those are also ERISA benefit claims. So if you have a health insurance case where you have gone to your doctor, gotten some treatment, and the insurance company says that treatment's not covered, the same rules apply that it falls under ERISA, which means that you don't get to have a jury trial to explain why you should be entitled to those benefits. You'd only bring the claim file. What I've learned doing this for about 15 years is that a lot of doctors will help people with those claims. The doctor wants to get paid, so they'll send some letters into the insurance company, but doctors don't exactly understand how those rules work if it's an ERISA claim, what you need to get into the file, that the fact that you can't get anything more into the file once the insurance company makes a decision. So you have a paper fight going on, and you have this one chance to put all your evidence into the file by submitting to the insurance company why that treatment is medically necessary or why it was not pre-existing or whatever the dispute is. And it's really important to make sure that that evidence is submitted to the insurance company so that if they turn you down,
you can take that case to court. And I've learned two big things. One, that the doctors will do those appeals sometimes and not understand how the rules work. And two, that if you get that final denial, that people give up and don't take that case to court. And people have a right to take that case to court under ERISA and have a federal case.
Why do we have so much trouble with insurance companies? I know this is an incredible question to ask, but you know, we buy these policies, we respect them, we listen to their talks, we say, yes, we're going to go with you. Why the problems?
What do you think it is? It's money. The insurance companies are paying the benefits out of their own pockets. And so if the insurance company decides you're not disabled or you're not entitled to these health benefits, or if you have a life insurance policy at work and they find some loophole to say that you're not entitled to life insurance benefits, that's money they didn't pay out. That's money they can put in the profit column. So at the end of the day, they can be more profitable.
267-1023 Disability Insurance, our concerns tonight. We'd love to hear from you. Eric Buchanan is on the show. What about the health insurance claim? And the life insurance claims, it's the same fight here as well?
It is exactly the same fight. If you have a life insurance policy at work, you also don't get to take that case to court in front of a jury and have witnesses testify.
So it's not immediate. I mean, most of the times you're fighting this?
You are often fighting these cases when the insurance company finds a loophole or finds something in the policy to say that you're not entitled to your life insurance.
What's a loophole?
We've had cases before where they said that if you die and it's something that's self-caused or self-inflicted, but that's not covered, they turn around and they say, well, somebody in a boating accident had a .08 alcohol content, therefore he was illegally drunk, and therefore it was his own fault that he died and drowned in the boat, drowned when he fell out of the boat at night. When everybody would think that's an accident, you had a couple of beers, that doesn't mean you're drunk. You're not driving the boat. You're just hanging out with your buddies in the boat at night. The insurance company says he was legally drunk, and therefore that was not covered as a regular death under the life insurance policy. Those kind of fights we had to get into.
These commercials that you see on TV, they are so slick, and they make you seem, wow, just 2 weeks later after a loved one died, boom, that check is in the mailbox. This is crap.
Yeah, especially if you get the policy at work. And the reason why the insurance companies get away with this is not only that they can save money, but you don't get a jury trial. You don't get to explain it to a jury. You go in front of a federal judge. Most people don't understand the rules that we deal with in my office all the time. You have to get everything into the file. And on top of all that, the insurance company gets the benefit of the doubt in court.
They're always the benefit of the doubt. Always.
If they wrote the policy correctly, and they almost always write the policy correctly. They're allowed under an old Supreme Court case from the 80s to have discretion, which means they get the deference in court. The judge has to find not only were they wrong, but they were unreasonable.
I cannot believe this. No one's got any concerns about disability concerns. This seems like everybody's filing disability insurance. You've got Eric Buchanan here, 267-1023, when it comes to disability insurance, Social Security. Come on, folks. You've got 30 more minutes. Joe?
If someone is able to get disability benefits, how are they revoked? If they get caught outside, or what? Are there many ways where they can get revoked?
If you're getting Social Security benefits, then Social Security is not supposed to cut off your benefits unless they make the finding that you have medically improved. And what they're looking for is for somebody who's either gone back to work or has a doctor who says that they can work. So what Social Security will do is every once in a while they'll send out letters to people's doctors. You're already getting your Social Security benefits. They'll send you a letter that says we're looking into your case. They'll send a letter to your doctor and ask what is this person's restrictions and limitations. And then sometimes when doctors either don't fill out those forms or say something that unfortunately sounds like the person can work, then Social Security will take the investigation further and cut off those benefits. Now, what happens with the Social Security case is you don't have your benefits actually stopped until you get a hearing in front of the judge, and as long as you tell Social Security you want the benefits to continue. If the judge finds you're still disabled, great, you're still getting your benefits. If the judge decides you're not disabled, you've actually got to pay them back from the time they cut you off.
I want to ask you, you get those Social Security disability concerns. Let me get Ted, and then I've got another question for you. Ted, it's so good to have you on the show. You're on with Eric Buchanan. Good morning.
Thank you. This may sound corny, but I'm about 58 years old, and I just know that I'm not going to be able to hold down a regular job because I have problems with my feet and my legs and stuff. Is it a good idea to turn to an attorney like you, before I actually apply for the thing to talk to you to see if I'm going in the right direction?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with you giving us a call and having my office talk to you before you file for disability and before you even stop working. my general advice that I'll tell somebody who asks that question is that you're better off in your life if you can work. If you're working, that's a lot better than being disabled, and try to keep it up as long as you can. But when you get to the point that you absolutely can't work anymore, no matter how hard you want to work, or your doctor tells you you should stop working because it's going to make you worse, then the best thing to do is, if your doctor tells you to stop working or you just can't make it in anymore, file for Social Security disability as soon as you can and give us a phone call. If you have disability insurance at work, make sure you file that application right away when you stop working, because one of the other difficult rules about disability insurance is you have to file your application within so many days, depending on the policy. So when you stop working, when you can't work anymore, your doctor tells you to stop working, absolutely go ahead and file. But if you're having medical problems and you want to know how that works, our office will certainly be willing to talk to somebody who's trying to figure out, hey, can I keep working or not?
Hey, okay, great.
Ted, can
thank
I,
you so much.
Ted, can I give you the phone number?
Yes.
All right, let me just tell you, his office is located right across the street from Memorial Auditorium, and here is the phone number. Once again, it is Eric Buchanan. He is the best, voted the best in town. Here's the number.
And the number is 423-634-2506. We're on Macaulay Avenue, and our website, you can also look there, is www.buchanandisability.com.
I'm so glad we're getting the calls coming in, because we can help you. Free advice tonight. Any attorney advice when it comes to medical disability, Social Security, folks, you've got the best here. Take advantage of it. You got 30 minutes to talk to Eric Buchanan, 267-1023. You get your Social Security disability claim, then you go back to work, and then you get hurt again. Is it tough to get those disability claims once again?
Actually, if you go back to work and you tell Social Security you've gone back to work, you're allowed a trial work period for a certain number of months that you can still be getting your benefits. Once you're finished with the trial work period, they'll stop your benefits, but if you become disabled again within 5 years, you don't have to go through the 5-month waiting period again. So you can actually get your benefits started right back up once you stop working again.
All right, that's great advice. Jason, great to have you on the show with Eric Buchanan. Jason, go.
Yeah, my question is, my dad, who has worked for 40 years in the mills, and still working, has been denied twice. And he has got an actual muscle degenerative disease in his legs, and can barely walk. But then I know two people who have schizophrenia or some kind of mental disease, and they were granted on first try, and they're in the mid-20s and early 30s. Is that usually the case?
Great question. I bet you your dad's the type of generation he still shows up for work, doesn't he, Jason?
Yes,
I figure.
And,
all right, here's it.
And Jason, the reason why, it, my first guess, and obviously I can't give you direct legal advice because I don't know all the facts, but when somebody tells me my dad's still working, he can't get Social Security disability, guess what my answer is going to be? You can't get disability if you're still working. And there's a definition for what counts as still working. It's basically earning more than $1,000 a month. When Social Security makes a decision on somebody's claim, the very first step that they look at is the person still working? If they're earning more than $1,000 a month, then they lose no matter how disabled they are. They can lose both hands and both feet and still not get a penny if they're still working or earning more than $1,000 a month.
So should Jason's dad quit, or what should he do?
Well, that's what I just said to the previous gentleman. You're better off in this world if you can keep working. You don't want to be on the government dole. You want to keep working as long as you can. But if you become disabled and you can't work anymore, that's why we pay FICA taxes. That's why we have a disability system. And that's why I help people get those benefits that they deserve. But if you can't work anymore, then you file the claim. If you can keep working, he actually probably doesn't have a case. Now, it depends on how much money he's earning and whether or not it's above that $1,000 mark. But if he's earning above $1,000 a month, and he's kind of banging his head against the wall trying to get disability.
Is that the case, Jason?
Pretty much. It's one of the situations where he can survive the day, but as his case is getting along, it's just getting harder to walk around.
And once he gets to the point where he can't go into work enough that he's earning $1,000 a month, that's when Social Security should start paying his case. And if they keep denying it, that's when he needs an attorney involved and help walk through that math of when does the $1,000 a month mark no longer get met. And we help people with that all the time.
Okay.
Hey, Jason, all the best to you, man. Great question. I feel for your father there. You can hear this every day. I mean, this is just, these are heart-wrenching stories that you're hearing about these people.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about the psychotherapy, the aspect of those 20-year-olds getting Are you finding a lot of people with psychological disorders?
It could be, I'm assuming ADD, ADHD is
schizophrenia.
Is that one of those?
ADD and ADHD cases are really, really tough in the Social Security context, because if you're an adult with those conditions, it's really hard to show that you have those conditions so bad that you cannot continue to work, that you don't have the ability to concentrate enough to work. Somebody with what this gentleman was just talking about is people with pretty extreme psychotic disorders. People in their 20s is actually when that starts to appear. And so while there's kind of a, what's the word I'm looking for, that people frown upon people getting disability in their 20s, some of the most severe cases I've seen where people really, really have some mental problems that really come to life are people in their 20s and early 30s that all of a sudden have bipolar disorder so bad that they probably should be in an institution, and the only reason they're not is because their family's willing to take care of them. And people with some really, really bad problems, that stuff comes out. Those are the kind of people that can win a Social Security disability case. The people who have depression so bad that they can't leave the house, that they won't get out of bed. We've had to fight for cases. I've literally had clients before who the first time they'd gotten out of the house in a year was to come to their Social Security hearing, and it was really tough to convince them that they needed to come to the hearing because they were so depressed they didn't want to leave the safety of their home. And other than occasional doctor's visits and their trip to the Social Security hearing office, they were not leaving the house at all.
267-1023, the number to call. Eric Buchanan, Social Security Disability, long-term concerns, insurance questions. And give us a call, 267-1023. Coming up, I want to ask Eric, how much do they look into your family history when it comes to filing these claims? Once you go to insurance claims, to Social Security, are you just up for every type of information? They're going to look at the credit check. They're going to look at family history. How many people in your family have filed claims? I mean, is everything up in the open?
Not normally in social, in long-term disability cases. That's somewhat true, though, if they're looking at, for Social Security cases, how many family members are getting disability. There's sometimes when that matters when they calculate your SSI benefits. For the most part, they're not supposed to look at whether other family members have applied or not.
Make it so easy to understand. Eric Buchanan, come on, folks. 267-1023. Free legal advice. Eric Buchanan in the studio. We're back right after this little faux filet.
Sure, you can listen to music. And sure, you can listen to right-wing syndicated claptrap.
Oh, indeed I can.
But you should be listening to local conversations with local hosts and local callers. Right here, 102.3 FM, The Talk Monster.
Hey, it's Kevin West, and I would be willing to bet right now there are people listening who have long-term disability claims that are pending. It's a way safer bet than anything Dr. D would recommend. You can make the calls, send the emails, write the letters, and still, your case goes nowhere. And you don't know where to turn. Don't worry, I do. Eric Buchanan.
That's right, Kevin. You'd be surprised how often really smart people, doctors, business owners, and even lawyers have to file a claim for long-term disability benefits and get frustrated by the runaround they get from their insurance company. And because people often don't know the rules, they make the situation worse. I'm Eric Buchanan, and my team knows the rules. We help people from all over the country get the long-term disability benefits they deserve. Our office is right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga.
Eric and his team can help you with your long-term disability claim. Check them out at BuchananDisability.com or call Eric at 634-2506.
Broken's nightmare end. Hi, everyone. Dave Schreiber reporting on sports. As of right now, Dwight Howard is still a member of the Orlando Magic after a trade with the Nets fell through earlier today, and a deal is reportedly unlikely. So what are the Magic looking for in return for Howard? ESPN's Rick Bucher.
Bob Hennigan is the new GM. He sees how Oklahoma City was built. That's where he got his chops in terms of being a GM.
The Miami Heat introduced guard Ray Allen today, and he thinks he'll fit in just fine with Miami's big three.
I look forward to this team and the offense, you know, having a high-octane offense with Dwayne LeBron out there just pushing in and, you know, creating so many shots for everybody else, and, you know, I hope I can do the same thing for them.
NFL news, the clock is still ticking on the New Orleans Saints and quarterback Drew Brees to hammer out a new contract. According to ESPN, if the two sides do not reach an agreement by Monday, Brees won't report to camp. Dave Schreiber, ABC Sports.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work and keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas. Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
A new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
Sometimes life can be hard. This is Kevin West. Trying to figure out what to do about your Social Security disability or long-term disability claim can be hard without the right help. But I'm standing here with the right help. Attorney Eric Buchanan.
Thanks, Kevin. You're right. Life can be hard. There are rules that make it hard for you to get your Social Security or long-term disability insurance benefits. And in many cases, the insurance companies work against you because they want to save money by not paying your claim. You have enough to worry about. That's where we come in. My team understands the rules and knows how to fight to get the benefits you deserve. We have clients all over the country, but are located here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. Our disability team is ready to be your team.
So if you need help with your Social Security disability or long-term disability insurance claim, call Eric and his disability team at 634-2506 or click on BuchananDisability.com.
Jeff Starr, Jim Rennie, Kevin Wells, at 602 WGOW Radio.
A little bit of hopeful day. I'm really starting to love this group. Joe, we're hooked, buddy. We have got to get Dixie on board to bring this group to Riverbend for 2013.
It's a real party vibe with that band, you know.
Hey, Joe, play that one for the radio again for the next time around.
Will do, sir. Thank
you. This is great. Eric Buchanan is in the studio. It's always a pleasure to work with Eric Buchanan. Once again, just this reminder, he is the winner of the Seal of Satisfaction in the attorney category for Chattanooga. The best. He travels all over the world helping people with disability claims. 267-1023, Tom, so good to have you on the show. I'm glad you're taking advantage of this free advice. Go, Tom. Tom, you're on the air. Tom, you're on, buddy.
Hey. Question for Mr. Buchanan. Okay. I'm sorry I can't hear you guys, but I'm just asking my question and hang up. I filed for disability about 8 or 9 months ago. I had some blown out disc in my lower back. And for this implant, playing the waiting game while they're gathering my records and things of that nature. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I decided to try to go back to work. And which I realize now is a mistake because I'm in so much pain. It's not going to last, but if I'm lucky, a few more days. And my question is, how does that affect my case and the waiting period? In other words, going back to work and trying to give it another shot and realize that, you know, that was a mistake. And thank you for your time, guys.
Tom, well, I hope you feel better, buddy. I can imagine what you're going through, but I know you're going to hang up and listen, and here is Eric Buchanan.
Yeah, Tom, thanks for calling in. I hope you're still listening on the radio now that you've hung up. But when you have a back problem, those can be extremely painful and difficult. But sometimes when you've been resting, you've been staying at home, you get to the point where they feel, hey, let me see if I can go back and do a little bit of work. There's actually something built into the Social Security system to cover that. It's called an unsuccessful work attempt. If you go back to work and you work less than 3 months and your work ends because of your disability, then Social Security is allowed to find that did not count as too much work. There's even a special rule that covers if it's 4 to 6 months of work. Now, the presumption of 1 to 3 months is that it's not too much work. The presumption of 4 to 6 months is that it is too much work, but we can help people overcome that with the right evidence to show that they worked as much as they could and that it ended due to their disability. So those unsuccessful work attempts can be something that can cause people to not get all their back pay because Social Security won't treat that properly, but it's something that we as attorneys can help people make sure that they get paid all the back pay they're supposed to and make sure that Social Security treats something as an unsuccessful work attempt when you go back to work for just a short period of time and you find out, no, I tried and I can't make it. Are we ready for John?
Yeah, John, great to have you. Go.
Thank you very much. I've heard some people say that you can still work a certain amount of time or make a certain amount of money if you draw a disability. I'm just wondering if there's any truth to that.
John, John, if you'll go to my website, www.buchanandisability.com, I have a whole paper that's one of my pages that has articles that I've written and that some of the attorneys in my firm have written. One of them is, how much money can I earn and still get my disability? That has the long explanation of how it actually works. The short answer is, it's around $1,000 a month. If you're earning less than that, you're supposed to be eligible for Social Security disability. If you're earning more than that, you're not supposed to be eligible for Social Security disability. But there are some more complicated rules. For example, if you own your own business and you can write some of it off, so you can write it down to $1,000. If you have some expenses related to your impairment, that means the amount of money you earn is actually less than $1,000 after you deduct for your impairment. Those kind of things can make less than $1,000. Sometimes you earn less than $1,000, but the rules say if the amount of work you're doing should earn you more than $1,000, if they paid you the normal rate of pay, then that can count the other way and you're not qualified. So that there's a much more complicated answer depending on the situation that you're dealing with, but the $1,000 guidelines are a pretty basic one. But go to my website if you want to know more. There's a long article there that explains all that in detail.
Does that help, John?
That helps quite a bit. Thank you.
Listen, I really appreciate your call. 267-1023, you've got 10 minutes to speak to Eric Buchanan, Social Security Disability, Long-Term Disability Concerns. Eric Buchanan is on the air, 267-1023. Please give us a call. We've just got a few more minutes. Hey, before I forget, thank you to the Bread Basket, and they give you some great bread, Eric. They always give our guests great bread. Signal Mountain and East Brainerd Road. You ready for this, folks? Every Saturday in July, all bread, half off. You can't beat it. Bread Basket, thank you for what you do in this community. Calls are coming in. Let's get right to it right after this. Eric Buchanan on the air.
Click away. If you have access to a computer, it's WGOW.com. If you have a phone that's smarter than a fourth grader, there's an app for us. Talk Radio 102.3. Always online. On your phone, your laptop, your desk. Or the old-fashioned WGOW-FM.
Wall Street now. New worries from the Fed helped push the markets down again. The Dow dropped 49 points. The NASDAQ lost 14, and the S&P gave up a fraction. The Federal Reserve says it may need to take more action if the U.S. economy loses momentum. Minutes from the June meeting shows officials are worried what could happen if Congress fails to avert tax hikes and across-the-board spending cuts, which kick in at the end of the year. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Kevin West here. Do you have a disability insurance policy? Good for you if you do, but I can tell you because I've seen it time and time again. But when you have a claim, all does not necessarily go smoothly, not even for doctors or business owners. You can be very good at what you do and still be completely baffled by the insurance company. That's why I want to introduce you to Eric Buchanan. That's what he and his team do, deal with disability insurance companies.
Kevin, you'd be amazed at the number of calls I get after very smart people have spent time and money dealing with insurance companies themselves and are denied the disability benefits they deserve because they don't know the rules. But I do. We help people get long-term disability benefits they deserve. Before it's too late, call me. My team has clients all over the country, but I'm right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. I'm Eric Buchanan, and I can help.
Call Eric Buchanan and Associates and let them make life easier. 634-2506. Or find them on the web at BuchananDisability.com.
Here's reality, guys. If you're over 30, your testosterone levels may already have begun to decline. It's a medical fact that testosterone levels decrease with age. Here's the good news. Progene, the only all-natural dual-action testosterone supplement, is giving away a free month supply to every guy that calls today at 800-317-4200. That's right. Call now and get a full month's supply of Progene absolutely free. Kick your drive back into high gear and be the man you want to be again with your free month of Progene. No injections or prescriptions needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps you naturally produce more testosterone and get back the energy, drive, and confidence of your youth. There's nothing to lose. Try it for a month for free. Call 800-317-4200 for details. Feel younger again and be the man you want to be.
Call 800-317-4200. That's 800-317-4200. Again, 800-317-4200.
When you gotta know, you turn to us. WGOW Radio.
All right, we're hooked. The band is called Folk for Play, folks. You gotta look it up. It is F-A-U. F-L-O-L-L-E-T. Folk for Play.
I'm gonna try that again. Yes.
Wait, F-E-U. F-O-L-L-E-T?
And stop. F-E-U-F-O-L-L-E-T.
Folk for Play. Did I not say that?
No, you added an L.
It's Folk for Play, but I can say it. Angie, thanks for holding. Great to have you on the show. You're on with Eric Buchanan. If you can you say Folk for Play? Go ahead.
Yeah, I have been receiving Social Security benefits for the past, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, disability benefits. And I just recently received a letter stating that I made too much money and that I owe money back to them. And I'm just a little confused about it because, you know, I've been fearful of all the interviews, all the paperwork, and all this kind of stuff, and it seems a little bit unfair that I have to pay them back if it was their mistake. Can you give me some advice about this and how I can go about best contacting them and do I need to call or should I go down there? And like I said, I'm really worried about it. I'm just a little bit confused.
Sure, Andy. Let me just give everybody this general advice. If you're getting Social Security disability and you return to work, even if it's less than $1,000 a month, you need to report that to Social Security, and you should report it in writing. And also, if you can't, just call them and tell them, because once you report it to them, they're supposed to note it in their system, and they will keep track of how much you're earning as long as you keep reporting to them whether you're working or not, so that you don't end up in an overpayment situation. But I actually see this all the time where people get overpaid because Social Security does not cut off their benefits. There is a way to appeal, and it's called a request for waiver of an overpayment. And if you file that form, the explanation that you're going to make is that, number one, it wasn't your fault, and number two, you don't have money to pay them back, if that's true. If that's what actually occurred in your case, then you can file that request for waiver of an overpayment, and they might waive part of it or waive all of it, especially in what often happens, it's their fault.
All right. Thanks very much, Angie, for your call.
Okay, Phil, go ahead.
The question you answered a moment ago about earnings allowed when you're drawing Social Security, does that apply to SSI or the same way, or is that true? Is SSI different from Social Security disability?
SSI is dramatically different. SSI, again, for those who weren't listening earlier, is Supplemental Security Income. That's the part of the Social Security system that pays you benefits if you're poor enough to qualify. There's a chart that shows how much you can earn, and for every dollar you earn, they reduce your SSI benefits by a dollar, and for every unearned dollar that you get, they reduce your SSI benefits. Let me see if I'm saying this right. For every $2 you earn, they reduce your SSI by a dollar. For every dollar you don't earn, of unearned income, they reduce your SSI by $1. So it's $2 earned or $1 unearned reduces your SSI by a dollar. So that if you're making a certain, let's say you're getting $700 a month in SSI, if your family has more than $1,400 in income and you say your spouse is working, you get no SSI. If you're getting $500 a month and you earn $100, they'll reduce your SSI by $100 and you only get $400.
Okay. Hey, Phil, thanks for your call so much. Listen, Eric, let me go over this one more time. You're certified as a Social Security Disability Specialist. This is huge. The Tennessee Commission on Continuing Legal Education, you know, you see so many attorneys that are say they specialize in Social Security. This sets you and your partner apart. It really does. We need to specify.
Yeah, actually, technically, you can't say you specialize in Social Security Disability unless you have the certification, and then technically you can only say, I'm a Social Security Specialist as certified by the Tennessee Commission on Continuing Legal Education Specialization. If you don't have that certification, you can say, I handle Social Security cases or whatever it is, but you're not allowed to claim that you're a specialist. There's a certain number of cases you have to handle. There's a certain length of time you have to be a Social Security attorney. And the last time I checked, there were only 8 in Tennessee, and 2 of us are in my office that are certified Social Security specialists.
That is Eric Buchanan and Scott Wilson. And please, you've heard it right here, Eric Buchanan, the best. His office is located across the street from Memorial Auditorium. You've got to check out his website also, www.buchanandisability.com. Com, or just importantly, call his staff. They were early in the morning, 634-2506. Don't let the insurance companies bully you around, 634-2506. Once again, I'm spelling it right for you, F-E-U-F-O-L-L-E-T. Everybody say it.
Follet.
Hey, Eric, you're the best, man. Thanks for what you do in this community. You give back so much. You are a real friend. Here they are. Take it out, Cowboy Joe.
And personalities.
Talk Radio 102.3 Facebook page is powered by RT Construction. All types of roof repair and more.
Licensed, bonded, and insured. RT Construction, 954-9702.
And behind the scenes with Sports Talk.
Ryan Joyce's Chattanooga Discovery.
7 West Morning Press Links.
Sod starters from